Hey guys, welcome to today's Stock Pathshala podcast. Today we are going to talk about lowest brokerage charges in India. Lowest brokerage charges are something that every trader, whether a newbie or an experienced hotshot, wants. But of course, they want it with some reasonable quality services, trading platforms, margin and whatnot. But before we talk about the brokers that extend this service, let's talk about the history of it. A few years back, stockbroking in India comprised primarily of full-service brokers, which made trading a high-cost affair. Thus, people used to be hesitant to enter into trading, assuming most of their profits will be eaten up by the broker itself. However, in the recent years, the dynamics of the stockbroking industry have changed with the introduction of discount brokers. These type of brokers have hit the right spot by countering that age-old problem of high brokerage charges. Some of these discount brokers charge some of the lowest brokerage charges in India. These discount brokers primarily charge a fixed brokerage at per trade level or provide a fixed charge at a periodic level. These brokerage charges have nothing to do with the monetary value of the transaction or the number of transactions done over a period of time. Now, let's talk about the brokers that charge the lowest brokerage charges. First off, we have 5 Paisa. 5 Paisa offers brokerage and other charges as follows. It offers one of the lowest brokerage charges with straightforward pricing at Rs. 10 per executed trade across segments. It also provides you with first 5 trades for free. One thing that differentiates 5 Paisa from other brokers is that it has the backing of India Infoline, that is IIFL, a trustable name in the stockbroking space in India. If you start by adding 50,000 to your trading account, this discount broker levies an opening charge of Rs. 400 and an annual maintenance charge of 250 for the first year. The second broker in this list is Zerodha. Zerodha brokerage charges are as follows. It charges Rs. 0 for equity delivery, 0.01% or Rs. 20 per executed trade, whichever is lower, for every other trading segment. The maximum brokerage, irrespective of your trade value, will always be Rs. 20, and Zerodha mutual fund investments are completely free. The third broker in this list is Angel Broking. Although Angel Broking is positioned as a full-service stockbroker, it has recently pivoted towards flat brokerage rates across trading segments. Earlier, it used to charge a percentage commission based on your trading turnover. However, now the broker has come up with a couple of simple brokerage plans which are as follows. Rs. 15 per executed trade if your trading turnover is equal or less than 50,000. Rs. 30 per executed trade if your trading turnover is more than 50,000. It also provides you free stock market research, tips and recommendations provided on a regular basis. And also, the fourth in line is SAS Online. The brokerage charges for this stockbroker are as follows. Rs. 9 or 0.01% per executed trade, a fixed monthly charge for Rs. 999 for equity trading and commodity trading, 499 for currency trading, and the call and trade charges are Rs. 20 per executed order. The last in line is My Value Trade. The brokerage charges levied by this stockbroker are as follows. Rs. 10 per executed order, a fixed monthly charge of Rs. 1000 for trading across segments, a fixed yearly charge of 10,000 for trading across segments, and call and trade charges are Rs. 20 per executed order. So this was the list of the top 5 brokers that charge the lowest brokerage charges. While we wrap on this podcast on the lowest brokerage charges in India, this needs to be known that discount broking industry is way more dynamic than its full service counterparts. This dynamism comes in the form of their trading platforms, margin trading, order types, etc. Thus, it is advised that you always stay on your toes and keep looking for any new offering the brokers may have to offer. As far as the brokerage is concerned, it is definitely negligible in comparison to what is being charged by full-service brokers. I hope this podcast clears your doubts regarding the brokerage charges. Thank you and keep listening to Stock Paathshala.